CliffCentral.com. Gilmore, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you doing?
Good. Glad. You're loud and clear. Nice to hear you, man. you're in Harare at the moment. Can you give us any updates? What's been happening there?
I actually just came to the second largest city in Bulawayo.
Oh, okay. You're in Bulawayo now. Okay.
Yes. Basically, the atmosphere is quite tense in terms of the citizens because people are not sure of what's going on and what's happening because there was only one official address that was done on Wednesday by the Zimbabwe Defense Forces telling the citizens that the president is safe, no one should panic, and they are asking for members of parliament, the councillors, traditional leaders to make sure that peace prevails in Zimbabwe. But the thing is, citizens on themselves, they're just a little bit tense. You can feel that people are tense, but no one wants to really start talking about anything because no one knows what's going on per se. Quite a few military trucks in the city center, but not really a whole lot of soldiers and military people in the city center. Police are not really nowhere to be found because apparently they've been told not to be on the roads and things like that because the military is in control per se. So it's just people are not sure what's going on. And everybody's just quiet about it, but you can feel that people are just tense. They don't know what's happening.
Gilmore, would you feel more comfortable walking through town and it had a few soldiers in it, or would you be more comfortable walking through town and there were a few policemen in it?
I would feel more comfortable walking in town when there are police in it. But then at the same time, with the soldiers, their cars are just parked. It's not like they're all over the show. There's actually just maybe one truck parked somewhere, and then they're just there here and there. But then I feel also that scares people because we're not used to that kind of environment where we see military in the city center. So I guess that's why people are also scared. And personally, myself, I wouldn't be comfortable walking when there's military in the city center.
What are people talking about? What is everybody saying in sort of the homes and in the public places in Zim at the moment? What are people talking about? Are they talking about Mugabe? Are they talking about what will come after him? Are they accepting that he's almost a thing of the past, or are they still nervous that this might be some staged and elaborate play in which he's
people
ready?
I think the thing is, like, no one is talking on the streets because, you know, now he's not safe. You don't know who is listening to what you're saying. You don't know what's going to happen to you if you start opening your mouth in public. So, for instance, yesterday I was actually going to one of my friends. My friend lost his mom, so I used like a public transport to go to his place. And there's this one gentleman who started talking about what's happening, like, oh, so what's happening with the President Mugabe and the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. And then everybody just went quiet. Because, again, you don't know who this person is, who this person belongs to, who's igniting this talk. So people are really not talking in public. Everyone is just moving around like it's a normal day business. But then in their homes, you find that everybody's really having a discussion on what's going to happen when, if, for example, the president doesn't get back into power. But at the same time, people are a bit nervous and scared of the outcome because there's no official address that has been done on the state of the nation.
How are you feeling personally?
I'm a bit nervous. I think on Wednesday I was a bit nervous on what's going on because you watch TV. I had not been anywhere, but you watch TV and then you see things on BBC and CNN. I'm like, what? Is this what's happening? And then when you go into the city center, it's quiet. So I'm a bit nervous about what's going on. But at the same time, there's that excitement of the unknown of, okay, let's see for a change because we haven't had any change for a while.
Right.
So we want to see a change. Any sort of change is welcome and we're excited about it. And I'm excited about any sort of change.
Tell me, what would your ideal outcome be here if you have one? Would you like to see the military hand power back to the politicians, a new dispensation perhaps, have free elections and fair elections the next time around? Or would you like to see the military kind of stamp out all the corruption and purge the politicians of all the bad elements? What would you like as a perfect outcome or as close to perfect as possible?
For me, as close to perfect is the military to weed out whoever is corrupt from the government, from the people within that have influence within the government, and at the same time also facilitate for a free and fair elections. come 2018. I think that is the most ideal thing, because for now there's a lot of talks about calling like a government of national unity or the opposition coming together and forming some sort of agreement, which I don't know if it's going to work because we tried that before. But I feel like maybe if the military continues to weed out whoever needs to get out who's corrupt and facilitate a free and fair election and also a very peaceful environment, that is my ideal outcome of this whole situation.
How will you feel if Robert Mugabe is allowed to leave the country and take up an exile or find sanctuary in a country like South Africa? Would that make most Zimbabweans happy? Would they be unhappy with that? What would they like to see happen, do you think?
I think everyone looks at him as like he's really old. I mean, this gentleman is really old. He should have really actually just given power way back. And the least that can be done for him is for him to just grow old and die somewhere peacefully without all this chaos going on. I don't know about South Africa. I mean, possibly President Zuma would allow him to come in, because also President Zuma's intervention with SADC, a lot of people are not taking it lightly, because people are like, well, it was SADC when we actually needed them. So why does SADC and AU feel like there's need for them to intervene now when all this time they were not intervening? So also with the case of President Zuma possibly taking the president to stay in South Africa, it might cause drama from Zimbabweans and South Africans, but a lot of people's energy is let him just go because he's too old now.
Tell me one other thing. Grace Mugabe seems to have been at the center of all of this, and she very much isn't anymore. We're hearing quite substantial and solid reporting that she went to take refuge in the Zimbabwean embassy in Namibia. Is that what you also have heard? Is that what you know?
Our news says that she's still around. Our news says she's here, because the Namibian government, they released a press release, saying that she never entered Namibia. So apparently most of the people that have been said, they've left the country, they're still here. So she's here, and obviously she also needs to be here to see all these things unfold, because initially she ignited all this. But when they came through to Bulawayo and the interface, and she is the one who openly in public was insulting the vice president, insulting the military, insulting many people. So she needs to be here to see whatever is going to happen, because she ignited all these things.
Do you think that the military have people's confidence? Do people trust these generals?
People do trust, actually, because for now they've actually managed to maintain a very calm atmosphere, because we know things are happening, but they are sort of like trying to reduce panic by making the things happen in private, not in public, in the open, like possibly in the city center, and then they start harassing people. That's not happening. So people have a little bit of confidence in them because they've managed to keep things calm, and there's less panic. There's just anxiety, like what's going on, but there's less panic within the citizens. So there's a little bit of trust, but at the same time, it's like, no, but they're also within the government. So, I mean, how is this going to play out? The trust is with them, per se, but people are still questioning how everything's going to turn out, seeing that they're part of this existing government.
All right, well, the weekend is coming up. Do you think that the weekend is going to be a good time for people to get together and discuss the options going forward? Do you think that they're going to largely leave that to the military to negotiate? Do you think Robert Mugabe will quietly disappear, or do you think he's going to go kicking and screaming?
I don't think it's as easy to just let go of power, and I feel like it's not going to be like as smooth as everyone would presume. It's going to be like, oh, no, the president is just going to give up nicely and go quietly. I actually think there's going to be a lot of screaming. So the anticipation is, there might be chaos, but the chaos is going to be within the state house, within the government per se. And we as the citizens are just here waiting, because what we haven't received is an official report besides just the report that was done by the Zimbabwe Defense Forces on the national broadcasting network, because they took over on Wednesday and it constantly played almost half a day. And that's the only report that has come out, but we have not had anything from government at all ever since then. So I think the kicking and screaming is going to start happening, but they will try to maintain it, because that's what they've been trying to do all this time.
Gilmore, thank you very much. Gilmore T is an award-winning entrepreneur, TV host and producer, fashion facilitator, PR consultant, podcaster, and global citizen. He is in Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. CliffCentral.com